today on Real Radio.
If you see an Israel flag, or if you see a Jew, or if you look on the globe and you see Israel or the name Jerusalem, that is an awesome prophetic statement of God keeping his word. You need to think about that. No, nobody decided that down at the globe or the map factory. This is the work of God, and you're living in it. Pretty amazing. Don't miss it.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called God to the Rescue, Part 2, continues a series now called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. Thanks for joining us as we go through the compelling Book of Isaiah. You know, God called the prophet Isaiah primarily to the nation of Judah and the city of Jerusalem. God wanted Judah to turn away from their sins and return to him so that he could continue to bless them. Isaiah, by the way, is also called the evangelical prophet of the Old Testament because God used him not only to share the good news of the coming Messiah, but also what's going to happen in the last days when Christ returns. In part 1 from Isaiah chapter 10, we learned that even when things look hopeless, God is always on time and coming to the rescue. Judah was suffering under godless leadership during this time. It was a very dark situation where those in power were leading the people towards poverty and corruption. And now in part 2, the Lord is warning the people of Judah and Israel about the fact that good people will suffer under bad leadership. God always keeps his word. He promised to restore the prosperity of Judah and Jerusalem, and he keeps his promises. So today, Pastor Jack tells us that the nations are ultimately under God's rule. His desire is for leaders to benefit the people. But when those in authority rob the people of justice and take from the poor, God will use other nations to go against them. God's hand is always outstretched when people cry out to him in their brokenness. And now in his lesson called God to the Rescue, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Father, we ask, Lord, that you would just be here now, that you would be the teacher. God, that you'd be the one delivering the truth to us, that we'd all be able to be students. Lord, I pray that you would be the one ministering to us. And so, God, we ask you now, we invite you. And Lord, we know that every day, when Israel was wandering in their wilderness, there was manna, fresh manna. And Lord, we're in the wilderness of this world. And tonight we ask for your manna to come down upon us. In Jesus' name, and all God's people again said, amen. Well, church, grab your Bibles and turn, if you would, as you know, to Isaiah chapter 10. Turn to Isaiah chapter 10, and we're in an unscheduled part 2. I was hoping to finish it last week. Not even a close to getting it finished, but we'll go at God's pace. For right now, we're looking at a message that is entitled God to the Rescue. Now, as you're turning to Isaiah chapter 10, we go through this chapter, and then next week we'll get in chapter 11. Chapter 11 is so exciting. It's so awesome. It's so beautiful. And by the way, the book of Isaiah is like that. It will go one chapter about judgment and discipline. The next chapter, it'll be about restoration and revival. Then it will be God's wrath and judgment. Then the following chapter will be about the millennium and the reign of Christ. And so chapter 10, if you remember last time, we began looking at the devastation that comes upon a people, in this case, Israel and Judah in the south, when its leaders become godless. Godless leadership. And I know that America can complain about presidents or governors or mayors, but we've never really known intentional, deliberate, godless leaders on a scale that Israel experienced. Bad leadership. Many people today are suffering under godless leadership. But here's the amazing thing. Here in chapter 10, the Lord is warning the people and its leaders, in this case, Israel to the north, as I said, and Judah to the south, that, listen, everybody, that godless leaders who misrepresent authority and abuse the people bring upon their nation national judgments. This is just the way that it is. Now listen, you're not going to like this. I don't like it, but it's the way that it is. Listen carefully, Christian. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Okay, you will never experience the judgment of your sins as a Christian. You may reap and sow based upon your sins regarding fellowship with God, but heaven awaits you, Christian. So we're not talking about that. That's settled. But just like Israel, just like America today, that national judgment falls upon even God's people. When we have bad leaders making bad decisions, even good people suffer because of those national decisions. You know this is true. You just may not have ever thought about it happening to you. But Jeremiah, good guy or bad guy? Good guy. Daniel, good guy or bad guy? Good guy. What happened to those guys? They were taken captive into foreign lands and imprisoned and in exile because of the national sins of the leaders of Israel. You got that? And so what we want to do as we look at Isaiah chapter 10, whenever you study the Bible, there is what it meant then and what happened then and how it relates to us. We'd call that the application. And so God gives leaders and God established leaders for the benefit of people. I know that's hard for us to believe, but we need to stop whining about how bad our leaders are. Look, we know how bad they are, but they could be worse. Maybe they're going to get worse. I don't know. But the deal is this, that it's God's desire that leaders represent the people and represent God. The Bible says that God wants people within the borders of their countries, he says, to dwell peaceably. Isn't that sweet to hear? That sounds like a pool of fresh water today. That's what God wants. So why doesn't it happen? Because we get despotic and we get tyrannical in our leadership. And Isaiah chapter 10 is about that. But when good leaders, or I should say, when good countries get bad leaders, things happen and a curse begins to be manifested. God expects leaders to consult him and to do good to the people. Did you know that? God expects that of every nation. And so we looked at this last time, you guys, regarding God to the rescue, and it is this, that even when things look hopeless, God is at work. And we remember this just by way of review. Verse 1, it says, woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees, who write misfortune, which they have prescribed to rob the needy of justice and to take what is right from the poor. And God qualifies it in this particular case of my people. He's speaking specifically of his people, Israel. And so there is this incredible historical aspect of Isaiah chapter 10, but there's also the prophetic that we pay close attention to regarding our time. And if you remember last time, I mentioned to you guys that Israel is the timestamp of God's prophetic calendar. This is a great statement. I love making that statement because it doesn't matter what your view is of the nation of Israel. God has already declared that, irregardless of what we think, Israel is that timestamp. We looked at that in some detail last time, and it's where we left off with that argument. Israel exists. And you're going to see some things tonight, I trust, of current news, even in the last 24 hours, that again shows you how just incredibly prophetic God is regarding his nation, Israel. But remember this, you should have these already in your notes, but Jeremiah 30 verse 3 says, for behold, the days are coming. That's a prophetic statement, remember? In the future, says the Lord, that I will bring back from the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah, that is the entire nation, says the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave them to their fathers, and they shall possess it. And you and I are living right now at a time, right now, that Israel exists again for the second time. So you can be an absolute skeptic tonight, but you got to sit up and take notice that Israel's on the map. Because God said it would be. And he says, I'm going to do this. So here's the fun part about this. If you see an Israel flag, or if you see a Jew, or if you look on the globe and you see Israel or the name Jerusalem, that is an awesome prophetic statement of God keeping his word. You need to think about that. No, nobody decided that down at the globe or the map factory. This is the work of God, and you're living in it. Pretty amazing. Don't miss it. Ezekiel 37 verse 21 also says, and you should have this from your notes last time, Then say to them, thus says the Lord God, surely I will take the children of Israel, wow, from among the nations. That means they were scattered everywhere, wherever they have gone. And I will gather them from every side and bring them into their own land. Hey, do you think we can shout from here to the UN? They'd hear us. God says their own land. I'd like to shout across the Atlantic right now tonight to the EU, the European Union. To their own land, says God, in light of what's happened in today's news. Verse 22, and I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel. So this is where we pick it up. Mark in your Bibles, as church, I personally believe, I have strong biblical evidence to make this statement. I don't want to talk about prophecy and be have the pendulum on one side where we are sensational, or on the other side where you're apathetic. That seems to be how the pendulum swings. There's either churches or ministries that are crazy kooky about prophecy, that it's just everything is a fulfillment of Bible prophecy, and that's not true. And then it's the other side where our church would never talk about those kinds of things, because then that's wrong also. God gave us Bible prophecy, as you know, 27% of the Bible, so that we would know about the days and the age in which we live in. So what position do we want to take as Christians? We want to look at the scripture in light of what it says, and in the time zone in which we live on this calendar of life, and look to see if the stage is being set. We want to be stage observers. Is this happening, or could this be something that sets up? Are you with me? So this we know for sure. Israel's on the map. They've been born a second time as a nation. Absolute fact. You'll hear about this more in a moment. They exist today as a sovereign nation. And the Bible says that they would come back that second time into their land in unbelief. That means that they would not believe in God. That's a shocker for some of you who have never been to Israel, because when you meet a Jew in Israel, they don't believe in God. They go through all of their religious rituals, and then when you talk to them, they're all upset and angry with God, and they say they don't believe in God, which is hilarious. They don't believe in God, but they're upset with him. Go figure that one out. But it's exactly what Ezekiel said, that they would come back into their own land in unbelief, not believing in him. They've got religion, but they don't believe in him personally. And so Ezekiel 39, verse 28 says, for then they shall know that I am the Lord their God, that is at that time, who sent them into captivity among the nations. That is the Holocaust, the dispersion, the diaspora. But also brought them back to their land, and left none of them captive any longer. And I will not hide, watch, verse 29 has not yet happened. And I will not hide my face from them anymore. For I shall pour out my spirit on the house of Israel, says the Lord God. I believe right now you and I are observing a stage-setting moment with the existence of the nation Israel. And guess who knows it? Satan knows it. That's why anti-Semitism is rising in the world. That's why there's Jew hatred in the world. Satan is stirring that up. It's a demonic move. Listen, as long as Israel exists, Satan's plan cannot come to pass. That's why he's always been after the killing of Jews. He's always throughout history been about destroying the nation. Throughout history. Babylon, Assyria, Egypt, Hitler, on and on it goes. It's never stopped. And so if you look at verse 2 now of this, as we continue on, God begins to speak to the leaders. He says that widows, that is the Hebrew widows, may be their prey. These are the bad leaders that are setting up the nation for judgment. He's speaking against Israel's leadership of the day. That they may rob the fatherless. And Jesus had a lot to say about this hypocritical leadership of Israel in his day. What will you do in the day of punishment and in the desolation which will come from afar? He's warning Israel now. Watch this. To whom will you, Israel, flee for help? And where will you leave your glory? Without me, they shall bow down among the prisoners, and they shall fall among the slain. For all this, listen to this, God says, for all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. You guys, verse 4, that's not a good thing. God is saying, Israel, the leadership of Israel, you're not listening to me. You're not obeying me. You're pillaging the widows. You are filled with injustice. The leaders are robbing the people. You're abusing the fatherless. Man, things haven't changed because, as I mentioned, Jesus, when he was speaking to the nation of Israel and its leadership, he warned them in the Gospels about how they were treating the widows. In the name of religion, they were doing all of this stuff, and he said, you're even robbing your parents in the name of God. Wow. Now, the prophet is saying, God is speaking, and he's saying, you bad leaders of Israel and Judah, I'm not going to let you get away with this. There's judgment coming from afar. And when it says that my hand is, this is serious business. He says, for all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Watch this, everybody. And we've seen this happen in life. God is saying, my discipline's coming, my judgment's coming upon you, Israel. Because you've disobeyed me, your leaders have shunned me. And as long as my hand is stretched out, your borders will not be secure, Israel. Rain's not going to come. There's going to be violence in your cities. He speaks to them, and my hand is stretched out still. The word implies that the terror, think about it, put yourselves in their sandals for a second. If such things were happening, God is saying, my hand's stretched out still. You better cry out to me so I don't have to do this anymore. Man, parents, you know this is true. You don't want to discipline your kids. You'd rather have your kids say, I really did wrong, and I don't want to do that again. I'm sorry for that, whatever it is, you know, and you go, oh, right, that's great. My hand's stretched out still. It's almost as though God is saying, will somebody cry out to me? And listen, you either cry out to God when you detect his judgment or his discipline, you either cry out to him, which is the right thing to do, or God help us, may none of us have this spirit in us. Because when God's hand comes upon a nation, and what, think about America right now. What if God's hand comes upon America? What will be our reaction as a people? When things get tough, God wants us to turn to him in humility and brokenness. But God help us if this nation raises its fist up and starts to curse God in their anger. I'm afraid right now, unless there's a revival, that's kind of the direction we're going. Instead of people bowing down and submitting and asking God to forgive, I'm afraid our culture might shake their fist at God. I hope not. But that time will come. Verse 5 says, woe to Assyria. Now watch, the rod of my anger and the staff in whose hand is my indignation. What is he saying? God is saying, I'm going to raise up your arch enemy, Israel, the Assyrian Empire. They're wicked, brutal. I'm going to raise them up and I'm going to use them as my tool to discipline you if you don't turn. He's warning them. The nations are ultimately under God's rule. Every one of them, people. He uses nations to deal with other nations. God does that today. He's always done that. So I want you to think for a moment. God is saying, I will send a wicked nation against my people because they've done wickedly. Wow. I just heard a statistic. In one of the books, I'm not sure if it was a Frank Turek book. I was reading one of the speaker's books this week of last week's conference. And since September 11th, 2001, when we were attacked by Islamicists, the jihadists, and the people in Muslim countries, by the way, on September 11th, 2001, you can view it online, they were shouting, death to Israel, death to America. By the way, that was happening today in Iran. Death to America, death to Israel. Today, we just gave them everything. Gee, who could be surprised? We all knew it was coming because we know our Bibles. We know what's happening. We give them this great, great gift, and today they turn around and say, death to Israel, death to America. And around the world, Muslims are shouting, death to America, on September 11, 2001. You can view it online. Since September 11, 2001, the amount of mosques built in America has more than doubled. America will attack Christians and yet give Islam a free pass. Because I believe what God is saying is, my hand is stretched out. Repent, or else your enemy's coming. But is there an active repentance happening in America today? I don't think so. What's happening? Exactly what happened 3,000 years ago. Israel didn't cry out to God, and so the enemy crossed over its borders and into its country and took it. And by the way, do you know what they did? They set up high places. Tall phallic symbols all over the land of Israel. The Astra, have you ever read in your Bible the Astaroth poles? Yeah, well, go look them up. I'm not going to tell you right now. There's some young people in here. Interesting. God says, my hand is stretched out. He uses nations. And he's going to be using the Assyrian Empire. Look at verse 6. I will send him. Now he's speaking of Assyria. Calls the nation him against an ungodly nation. Now that's Israel. Israel's the ungodly nation. A hypocritical nation, he calls them. And against the people of my wrath, I will give him, Assyria, charge to seize the spoil, to take the prey, and to tread upon Israel, to tread upon them down like the mire of the streets. Yet, he does not mean so. Watch this. Let me follow along carefully in your Bible, because I'll change the wording so you can track it a bit. Verse 6 goes like this. And I will send the Assyrian against an ungodly nation, Israel, and against the people of my wrath, that's Israel, and I will give him the Assyrian. Are you guys following me in your Bibles? Because I'm changing it so you know who's who. To seize the spoil, that is of Israel, to take their prey and to tread them down like the mire of the streets, to tread Israel down because of their disobedience. Yet he does not mean so. That is, the Assyrian does not mean so, nor does his heart think so. Watch. But it is in his heart, the Assyrian, to destroy.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called God to the Rescue, Part 2. Thanks for taking the time to join us today. And when hardships do come your way, let's stop trusting in people, because it's God who will come to our rescue. He is the only answer to all of our troubles. God to the Rescue, Part 2. It's part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. If you haven't had a chance to watch Pastor Jack's Happening Now events, you really are missing out. This series brings God's prophetic word into perspective for us in the light of events that are currently happening in our world today. Pastor Jack is often joined by special guest speakers, including Amir Safati and Don Stewart. Amir lives in Israel but speaks all over the world on biblical prophecy as it relates to Israel. Don Stewart is an expert on end times prophecy and has written many books about the subject. Again, it's called Happening Now, and a lot of our previous sessions are available at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Or search Real Life with Jack Hibbs on YouTube and find them right there. Also, be sure to follow Pastor Jack on Facebook, so that you can participate in the next live Happening Now event. Our phone number, if you'd like to write this down, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.